The first question an art snob may have is, are comics really art? Guest curator T. Kulos has an answer.
I think the artwork on some of them is gallery level. Like, if you look at David Byard Jr.'s artwork, it's beautiful, I think. You know, it looks great hanging on a gallery wall.
The Twisted Adventures of Stinko.
Right. Well, it's a very heavy strip, isn't it? Stinko the Red Bean meets God.
Kulos is a Milwaukee artist and cartoonist. He's pulled together a sampling of work from 20 of his contemporaries, all of them from Wisconsin. The show is called Cheap Thrills. It's on display until early October. Most of the pieces were made in the last 10 years. There's also a sampling of historic works from Art Spiegelman and R. Crumb, who inspired a new generation. That includes Chris Miller, also from Milwaukee. His piece, Demon Knight, is on display.
Two demons kind of living together, like Ernie and Bert style, you know, living in
Miller's work is decidedly not kid stuff.
Stabbing blind people, ripping old ladies' heads off, you know, despicable acts of violence, and then...
Don't look for Demon Knight anytime soon in the funny pages, though Miller would love to have a syndicated comic in a major daily. He's not holding his breath.
There's a lot of terrible comics out there. Mary Worth and Family Circus that we'd tear to pieces and can't believe have been around forever, you know. I don't really know who makes these editorial decisions, why some of these strips stay in there for hundreds of years, it seems, without ever delivering a joke, you know, or anything.
Many of the pieces included in Cheap Thrills focus on current events. Curator T. Kulos points out a piece by Jason Groshoff.
Like, I'm looking at this big panel right there of Alberto Gonzalez holding a sign that says, "We'll ignore Constitution for food." That's probably the most recently made piece that's in this show. I think he finished that comic last week sometime.
Terrorism, civil liberties, and Iraq figure into the show. And while some may find parts of the display offensive, the art isn't likely to start riots like happened in Denmark 2 years ago. Editorial cartoons showed the Prophet Muhammad and were considered blasphemous by many Muslims. Artist Chris Miller says he had similar works in an art display around the same time the controversy erupted.
And I think mine definitely went even further, so, you know, nothing happened. You know, in that case, luckily no one paid attention, but... Yeah, no price on the head yet, and knock on wood. Although it would be great for exposure.
Artists included in Cheap Thrills have all been published, mostly in the alternative press, and many of them post art on the internet. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.